I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 8th. There are 1,285 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. 1,092 people have recovered. There have been 131 deaths, and there are now 9 active cases. There are over 105,000 cases confirmed statewide. Steward Healthcare says they will close the emergency department at the former Quincy Medical Center in November. Steward says Fox Rock Properties is ending their lease this November, although the lease may have been set to expire next year. Fox Rock says the lease was always set to end this year. Fox Rock purchased the former hospital from Steward in 2016 for $12 million. And will be creating a 465-unit apartment complex at that site. 28-year-old Christian Dodson of Dorchester is charged with driving in Quincy while carrying a loaded gun and cocaine. Police arrested Dodson after a motor vehicle stop on Quincy Shore Drive at Highfield Road just before noon yesterday. Dodson is being held on $25,000 cash bail. Security is being stepped up at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree after a 15-year-old girl was shot there last Friday in an apparent gang-related incident. 21-year-old Jose Rodriguez of Boston is being held without bail after allegedly firing several shots inside the mall, grazing the victim. Police believe the incident was the result of an argument between rival gang members. Stop and Shop workers are calling on that company to restore a coronavirus-related pay raise that expired this past weekend. The company had given the 10% pay increases in May due to the increased workload from the pandemic. Stop and Shop says service has returned to normal levels, but the workers' union argues that employees still deserve the additional pay. Quincy police are searching for the person who illegally abandoned a boat in the parking lot of the Housneck Maritime Center on Bayview Avenue. The registration numbers on the 19-foot 1988 Starcraft have been obliterated. Police say the boat registration expired in 2018. It was sold by a Natick resident to a Quincy resident in 2016. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 8th.